Our service this morning begins with the canticle on page 195 in the front part of the hymn book. It is the song of Miriam and Moses, entitled in Latin, Cantemus Domino, Let Us Sing to the Lord. The Israelites sang this song after the crossing of the Red Sea on dry land by a miracle of God. And we will sing it not as listed, but we will sing it alternating at each indented line between the pastor and congregation. Let us rise.
I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider, he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My heart is God, and I will exalt him. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has set the enemy in pieces. And in the greatest of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose against you. You set forth your wrath, it consumed them like stubble. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? You in your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. You will bring them have made for your own dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore.
Amen. The lesson from Exodus chapter 15. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the fourth week of Epiphany, and this year also the last week of Epiphany. The fourth week of Epiphany has the theme of trusting in God at all times. And the last week of Epiphany shows us Jesus' transfiguration on the mountain, when he showed forth his divine glory, shining as bright as the sun. And our text and canticle for today fit both of these themes. Miriam and Moses and all the Israelites had seen a tremendous display of God's power and glory when he parted the waters of the sea and let the Israelites cross on dry ground. The water stood in walls on either side, the Bible says. It must have been an awe-inspiring sight. Who wouldn't believe in God after such a display? Would you have trusted that those walls of water would stay where they were? I'm not so sure that I would have. Would you have been a little bit afraid that they would come crashing down on top of you? I probably would have been. From a distance, looking back, it's easy to imagine ourselves being strong in faith, trusting in God's power. But we have as much basis for trusting in God today as the Israelites did then. And yet our faith wavers at times. Perhaps it even seems to disappear sometimes. Faith and trust are not always there. Faith and trust are not always logical and reasonable things either. Our experience can teach us to rely on our friends who have shown themselves to be trustworthy. And yet at times they disappoint us because they are weak and sinful human beings just as we are. But our faith and trust in God ought to be certain and sure and without any wavering because God is reliable and has shown himself to be so. And yet our trust even in God can waver because we don't always see and understand why he directs our lives the way he does, even though we know he works all things for our eternal good. In fact, God can sometimes even appear to be ruthless, bloodthirsty, the great executioner, the one without mercy, the horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. God is a just God who demands payment for sin. That was his decree from the very beginning. He told Adam and Eve, "In the day that you eat from that tree, you will surely die." Pharaoh and the Egyptians had rejected God and paid the price for their unbelief. But neither had the Israelites always trusted in God. He could have wiped them out as well and started from scratch, raising up children to Abraham from the stones around them. But God is a God of mercy. Mercy even for the most undeserving. The crossing of the sea was a double event. It destroyed and it delivered. It destroyed Pharaoh's army in judgment of sin, and it delivered Israel as an act of God's mercy to those who trust in him. God is at the same time just and merciful. In order to rescue mankind from sin, he couldn't simply overlook our faults and say that it didn't matter, or he would not have been a holy and righteous God. But he couldn't let us simply be destroyed either, because we were made in his own image, and as a perfect creation of God, he couldn't let it disappear, for then he would not have been all-powerful, all-merciful, and an all-loving God. That is why God devises his plan of salvation, sending his son Jesus in real human flesh, but without sin, born of the Virgin Mary, to save us from our sins. Jesus suffers the punishment and the destruction that we deserve. Jesus is the Savior. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation, just as Miriam and Moses say. God demonstrated his power to save the whole world throughout the history of the Bible. He saved Noah from the flood, Joseph from slavery, David from Goliath, Daniel from the lion's den, and here he saved Israel from the Egyptian army. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot rely on ourselves. As Professor Harstad reminded us on Monday, our emotions are changeable. Our reason falters. Our determination fails. But God is reliable and trustworthy in all things, more than we can even imagine. And he demonstrates it to us every day. He shows it to us through his dear son, Jesus, so that we don't have to be afraid. We can rely on God and trust in him even in times when we may be afraid, we may be sad, we may be scared witless. We can sing our praises to him along with Miriam and Moses. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God and I will praise him, my Father's God and I will exalt him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, for he is your salvation. To God alone be the glory. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, in your divine wisdom and fatherly goodness, you cause your children to bear the cross and send many afflictions upon us to subdue our sinful flesh, and to enliven our hearts to faith, hope, and unceasing prayer. We beseech you to have mercy upon us and graciously deliver us out of all our trials and afflictions, so that we may perceive your grace and fatherly help, and with all the saints forever praise and worship you. Through your dear Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. Peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.